Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Okay, it feels like a Monday, but it's not.
It's not.
A Wednesday. Yesterday was Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
So my little victory, because we always start the show with something positive, is that I am not going to jail. Because remember when I got the speeding ticket?
I do.
On the way to work?
I do.
Well, yesterday was my court date.
Oh.
Ironically,
really
on Veterans Day. How ironic.
Really ironic. Random.
Right? At 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I guess not everybody celebrates,
so,
you know what I'm saying?
Instead of going to court, I paid the ticket at 3 p.m. online.
You skipped court and just said, guilty.
Said, screw it, I'm not going to court. In Hale's Corners, are you kidding me?
Nope.
No thanks.
I'm good.
So I just paid it, and I am, and that is my little victory, is that my ticket is now paid off. And
done.
The court date is over.
Clear.
Mm-hmm.
Allie is free.
I am a free woman, everybody.
Look at her.
So hopefully they don't pull me over and go, we didn't get it.
Oh, really now? So we got a warrant for your arrest, Allie,
like,
Faith.
Here's the receipt. I screenshotted it like an old person
does. Look, I paid,
even
I swear.
Even though you sent me an email, I still screenshotted it like an old person.
I swear I will, too, just to make sure I got it and quickly accessible.
The amount of screenshots of confirmations in my phone. What's your little victory?
My little victory is, man, I figured out why my faucet is constantly running.
Why?
I mean, I was sitting here doing the dad thing and silently blaming everybody else in the house.
Your kitchen?
No,
in
the bathroom.
In the
our bathroom sink.
What's
I was like,
story?
Every time I walk in the bathroom, just trip, 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 trip. And I'm like, who's leaving this dang faucet on?
Oh.
And we've got boys 2 and 4 years old. So I'm like, obviously, they're not very good at it. But then my wife, I was like, Aaron, you should be closing this faucet.
Mm. Yeah.
Turns out, it's just loose. Found out this morning. Because
you were blaming everybody for no reason.
I closed it. And then all of a sudden, it just all on its own went, eep, nope, and opened itself. And I went, really? So I pushed it, and we had a little 30-second battle of back, forth, push, open, push, open, push, open.
And it worked?
No, it's open.
Oh.
So now I know why my faucet is slow dripping.
Oh.
It's nobody in my household. The little victory is now I got a project because I got to tighten that up somehow.
Now you got to stop yelling at people. That's
mm-hmm.
a little victory.
Oh, I was silently blaming. I hadn't yelled at nobody yet. I was just doing like the thermostat dad
it?
Where I was like, I know
Who?
One of y'all is leaving this faucet open. Y'all don't know how much water
it's
costs.
On.
Y'all are raising this water bill.
Mm. It wasn't nobody. I'm glad you found out where the leaky faucet was coming from. Little yourself. Victories. All right. The question of the day is coming up next, everybody. And we still have more tickets to go to Magic Men with me at Pottawatomie in like less than 2 weeks.
Ow.
Dude, it's going to be so much fun. I got all the details because I have a VIP dinner with the winners that won.
Ooh.
So I'm going to dinner with all the winners.
There's a VIP dinner. Oh, did you forget? Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to dinner with those people.
Winner,
and
winner.
And then the show is going to happen. So.
Winner, winner.
Go to 1037kissfm.com during this song, and then we'll be back with the question of the day. Enter to win a 4-pack of tickets to go to Magic Minute Pottawatomie with me. Ladies and gentlemen, too, if it's your thing.
Hey, do what you want, man.
I was at Pottawatomie, you know, bingo calling on Monday. Don't worry, I'll tell you all about it. It's very exciting. Question of the day is next. Allie and DZ, good morning. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ, get your brain going with a question of the day.
When's the last time you were embarrassed, DZ?
Oh, geez. Geez, why me?
I don't know. Did something happen that made you feel very embarrassed?
Yes, dude. You know when your just whole body gets hot after you just do something embarrassing and go, man, everybody saw that, right?
Yes, so, like a fall or something in front of people.
All that. All that, except for I didn't fall.
Oh, what happened? Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there in the car, and you know how in the car, you automatically feel like you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
Except you're not.
What do you mean?
I was in my wife's car. Now, my car, windows are tinted.
Oh, you forgot that the windows aren't tinted.
Wife's car, she rides fishbowl. Yeah, so.
Fishbowl.
I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, you know, I got this tickle in my nose, and I could feel something on my nose ring. So I casually just kind of try to flick my nose a little bit, get the little boogie out.
Yeah.
Don't work, so I got to get in there extra. Once I hit a light, I really dig in. I'm talking about full pinky. I'm basically up to the knuckle. I'm in there.
Oh,
I'm
picking your nose.
I'm digging.
Ah.
And then when I finish digging, I look over, and an entire car full of a family is watching me like a movie.
Aww.
Pick my nose and just laugh. I'm talking about like y'all ain't never seen nobody pick your nose before.
Well, yes, but
the embarrassment I felt, because in my head I was like, oh bro, I was just by myself. I got all weird, dude, and clammy, and I was like, why did that make me so uncomfortably embarrassed having them go knuckle deep?
When I lived in Albuquerque many moons ago, before this job, I did mornings in Albuquerque, and my co-host at the time, he told me this story, how he was driving and he saw one of our coworkers picking her nose and eating it at a stoplight, and he couldn't ever undo it. He was like, I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop looking at her. I can't stop picturing it. Like, every time I see her, right?
And yeah,
like,
that's gross.
I don't
gross.
Think she ever knew.
Oh, why would you tell somebody, hey, I saw you eating your boogers the other day?
It was so gross. But he saw her picking her nose. I'd rather die.
That's the
And sometimes you're in your car, and like you said, you forget that, like, people can see you, like, in maybe their rear view mirror. So you have to, like, check yourself really quick. You're like, never mind.
Don't want to look crazy.
I was picking. I'm going to stop right now.
Because I had already tried to give it a little toot toot, and it wasn't going. So when I finally got the chance to dig in, I dug in, bro.
Embarrassing moments. We want to hear yours today for the question of the day. 414-533-1037. You know, I've fallen many a times in front of people, and that's pretty mortifying because I'm clumsy.
Do you fall in the winter a lot? I know some friends that fall in the winter.
All the time. I fall when it's not winter. I fall when there's nothing in front of me that should have me falling, DZ. There's zero reason for me to ever fall, okay?
Yet we do.
Yet I do. So.
Thankful dog. I thankfully don't.
Yeah. All right. 414-533-1037. Let's take a caller and see what they want to share. I don't care which one. Grab one. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Megan from Waukesha.
Hi, Megan in Waukesha. So DZ got caught picking his nose.
It wasn't even picking. I mean, I was sabotaging that bad boy. I was in there knuckles.
Okay,
dude.
We get the picture, dude. Megan, what's your embarrassing story?
Yes, before I tell you, I got to talk to you off the air, too.
Okay.
So this is really funny. This was at an old job that I worked at years ago. I worked in pulmonary at a different location. So we had a lot of older folks coming in, cute little old ladies. Well, brought them into a room. I missed the stool and I landed on my butt and let out a huge fart.
Not the fart on top.
Oh, no.
It gets better. And then the woman was like, oh, did I break wind? And I'm like, sure.
That was you.
So I blamed it on her.
Excuse you, girl.
Megan.
You blamed it on the old lady,
too? So I literally got out of the room. I'm dying. And my coworker's like, what happened? Told her. And she goes, did you seriously just blame her? And I'm like, oh,
yes. Yes, I did.
And she's like, you're terrible. And I'm like, no.
And you will say nothing about it. Hey, yo, I support it, bro. If she's old enough to assume she might have farted, okay.
Yep. Okay, whatever. Yep. Or she was trying to make you feel better, let's be real.
You know,
I mean, she was, like, really, really old. So I was like, okay, let's go with that.
Oh, jeez. So Megan fell and then she farted. How
she fell and farted.
All right, well, you definitely embarrassed yourself, Megan.
Girl.
Oh, yeah.
I have nothing to make you feel better there. Very nice. Well, hold on. We'll talk to you off the air, okay, Megan?
Okay.
All right. Okay. We want to hear your embarrassing stories. 414-533-1037. Now, that works for calling or for text. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking about embarrassing moments. And Bella said, my coworker came to work with underwear stuck in her sweatshirt hood. And when we realized it, I almost peed myself laughing at her.
No, that's tough. What you gonna do about that, bro? Oh, no, you pulled panties in the sleeve.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're going to start with our girl, Ebony, in Milwaukee this morning.
Who?
I know, Ebony. She said she had to grind for a little bit and buy a car, and she's back now. I'm like, you know, go, girl.
We ain't mad at her. We ain't mad at her.
Look at you hustling every day.
Yeah.
That part.
What's your embarrassing story, Ebony?
Okay, so I was sick last year with the flu, and my dog took off running out of the house. I was only wearing a robe, okay? Only a robe.
Only a robe.
Ebony's running down the east side with her robe on.
No, seriously, she took off running, and I started running for her, and I hit a full split on my front lawn. And my neighbor looking directly at me.
But I bet you looked hot doing it. I
always talk about it.
I bet you look good doing the full split in the front yard,
girl. Oh, my God. And I was sitting there with toilet paper in my nose. I was a hot-ass mess doing the split on my lawn.
Because you were sick, I forgot. Oh, you on top of that, you were already sick, so you weren't trying to be out there.
Did you have shoes or anything on so I have the pure visual?
She said, only. It was totally unpredictable.
Only a robe, and she meant only a robe.
I didn't know if there were slippers involved. Like, I need the full visual.
And a sick face doing the split.
Dog,
I've never did the splits until then. So
they were painful, is what you're getting at.
Oh, because, for sure. I'll never do it again. No. Not recommended. No.
You haven't tried since? Like, you know, since it was successful?
No, hell no. No.
You didn't even go into the position you make when you run over and track. What am I trying to say?
The hurdle.
Here? The hurdle. Hey. You didn't even go into the hurdle position when you slid into the splits.
This whole conversation hurts.
I was just confused because you act like for a moment in time I didn't play Hunger Games. Okay? We didn't do splits back then. We didn't do splits when we was 100 pounds heavier. We didn't do that.
We didn't do that.
I forgot you lost a ton of weight too, Ebony. Okay. Oh, girl.
Shout out to you for surviving it because that one might have taken me out, dog.
Bigger Ebony in a row.
We still talk about it to this day. Whatever. Booty cheeks out.
Booty cheeks out. Neighbor saw it. Dog kept running. All the pain. Ebony, you're a G. No, you're a G.
All right, Ebony.
Dog.
Love
you.
This is good stuff. Thanks for calling.
Bye, dog. Peace, love.
Bye.
She's a fool.
Sherry in Caledonia texted in. Mason and I went to a Bucks game last season. He changed into his Bucks gear on the way down there. Saw the inflatable bango before the game. Took a picture and later realized Mason's Lillard jersey was on backwards.
Hey, that's a style. He was just crisscrossing it, bro. Pants backwards too.
My kids do that all the time with the clothes backwards. It drives me crazy.
The number of times Sammy's come home with pants backwards.
Oh my God.
I mean, he's four, but, you know, still annoying.
Let's go to Danny and Oak Creek this morning. Two people we haven't talked to in a minute. Two of our regulars.
Danny had to grind and buy a car, too, or what?
Baby.
What? No, I'm still driving the same.
What up, Danny?
Danny, good morning.
Hey. So, it's kind of hard to embarrass me because, you know what? If I do something, I'm going to own it.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear it like a badge. It's like achievement unlocked.
You're very confident. But you're the guy that if you fall, you go, yeah, woo!
You're right.
You just got to own it. It's like when your child falls, you just don't say, are you okay? You just kind of ignore them so they don't start crying.
You just are okay. I'm not embarrassed. You just are okay.
Did anyone else catch that? You just ignore them.
Yeah. He's right, though.
But I get it, DZ. I'm like, you got one in the back cave. You want to make sure you're fresh and clean. You got nothing hanging out. Fine. But what it drives me nuts is I'll be sitting in the car and I look over and some car person's just digging up there trying to get that cornflake sized one, just digging forever. Roll down the window, I cock up my eyebrow, give that evil Grinch grin and just stare at him.
Oh, like,
you're the one that be making it embarrassing,
you're so
Danny.
You're strange sometimes.
You're the guy that makes it weird.
Why do you do that to us?
But the thing is, like, you dig and you just get it out. End of story.
You
and
move
wash
on.
Your hands. Seriously, wash your hands.
Oh, yeah, that's why you got to keep hand sanitizer in the whip, man. You have to.
Like, 5 minutes digging? It's like, come on, dude. What are you... You're trying to scratch your brain?
Did you hear this guy? He says, I don't get embarrassed. I do the embarrassing.
It's so easy for him. It's so much easier for him to say, who cares?
Who cares?
What people think.
I'm the embarrasser. Who cares?
Everybody achieves to be in the spot you're in.
But if you own it and you just make fun of it, then nobody can make fun of you.
I do agree. If you own anything you do, people cannot make fun of you. Anything.
Nope. So I should have eaten the booger. I should have eaten the booger, is what you're saying.
Well, how did you go there? Because
I own it. I got to own it.
You don't have to own that.
No, too far.
You could have just owned picking the booger out of your nose.
Okay, my bad.
Too far. Now I'm grossed out,
okay,
man.
Okay, got it.
Oh, my God.
Pick with a finger and then use your other finger to lick.
To swap the old swap. Danny, get out of here.
Or get a tissue. Bye, guys.
Bye,
this is what
Danny.
Happens when men get too... Oh, God. Goodbye.
Later, dog.
Unbelievable. Pull up John and McGuan. If he says something nasty, you're all out of here today. I'm done. Can't do this on a Wednesday.
This guy done earned his own theme song, man.
Oh,
call 5 days in a row.
Look at you. Good news. Morning. Hi. All right. So tell us, John, what's your embarrassing story?
This was obviously a few years ago when I was married, but freaking we were running down the highway and no rest areas or anything like that. So I popped the hood on my truck and I'm in between the wheel well when a state trooper comes up and asks if everything was all right. And I said that my radiator was leaking.
You said your radiator was leaking?
What?
Yeah, because I had to go, man.
So you had to go. So you literally emptied the tank over your engine.
I didn't understand where you were going.
I knew where he was. You know what, Allie? You're right. This is what happens when dudes be talking too much.
What did the cops say?
Well, my wife at the time had her hand on her head, like, oh my God, this is not happening.
He's gonna get a ticket for being in public.
Made it more believable, maybe.
But you did not, right? You didn't get a ticket?
Nope. Thank it was just God. Like, okay, we'll make sure it's off the road by the end of the night. That's all he said.
Oh, officer, we got a tow coming. Don't worry about it.
I didn't know you were peeing.
You got away with it.
Oh, John. Oh, God.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Ooh, today's is wild. Somebody threatened their mom's boyfriend?
Yes.
Are we sure about that?
We're sure about this.
Okay, what's the story?
Oh, she did.
Yikes, yikes, yikes.
Allie and DZ.
Yeah?
My mom's been seeing this guy for a few months and finally wanted me to meet him. I'm totally cool with my parents dating. Seriously, I support it. I was actually excited to meet him until things took a turn. We were having a good time, talking, and then suddenly he flipped the switch. Mm. He got quiet, withdrawn, just plain weird, which obviously made me feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
I asked if he was okay. He gave me complete cold shoulder responses. Instead of pushing it, I decided to leave. My mom got sad when I told her I was leaving, so her boyfriend jumped up, tried to get me to stay.
Oh, actually, yeah, because the mom just wants you to love the new boyfriend.
Yeah, oh, darn.
Yeah.
My mom was, you know, she said mom was sad. Boyfriend jumped up, tried to get me to stay, actually tried to grab my hand and force me to stay.
Ew.
I can't explain it, but when he touched my hand, it sent shivers down my spine. That's when I lost it.
Ew.
I snapped and I threatened him that if he ever dared to put his hands on me again, he would regret it. It's been a few days. My mom and I have talked, but we've avoided talking about dinner. I've been obsessing over it, though, wondering if I overreacted and if I should apologize.
Oh, maybe.
What would you do?
I mean, I don't know. Okay, so this is a daughter or son?
Daughter.
Daughter.
It's a daughter.
And she met the mom's new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And the new boyfriend was a little giving her the ick for some reason.
Well, and she starts saying, we were having a great time. We're having a good time at dinner, talking. And then all of a sudden, something happened, right? He flipped a switch. We don't know what triggered him, right? We don't know what triggered him.
You kind of saw the other side of him.
But you quickly saw the other side of him and you decided that you were going to excuse yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's your mom's boyfriend. That's not your man.
Mm-mm.
You don't really got to worry about it.
That's true, but you're going to always protect your mom, and you're always going to be there when something's off. You're going to be like, Mom, come on.
What I don't like here in this scenario is why mom's boyfriend felt comfortable reaching out to you like that. He doesn't know you.
Yeah.
You're technically a stranger to him, right? Yeah. Now, had mom stood up and been like, no, honey, give me your hand. Oh, yeah. No, please stay.
But different. He almost made it weird by that physical touch.
Yes.
Especially when you don't know if people like physical touch or they're okay with it. You know what I mean?
Great point,
dog. You know, like he might not have that, just she might have not been comfortable with that.
And whatever shiver sent down your spine could be a you thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like that, it might not be anything to him. It's not like you felt some projection,
you
right?
You might just be mad that your mom's dating somebody and you don't know how you feel about it yet because you haven't, you know, maybe it's more than that.
You say
know.
You support it, but maybe you feel some type of way about it and you haven't figured out why. I genuinely don't like the fact that he touched you first time meeting you, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't. It's not like he like laid his hands on her like he was.
Fair. Let me not say it like that.
Let's not get crazy. Well, he literally reached out and grabbed her hand, but that gave her the ick.
Enough of an ick.
The touch enough. You know, I have a good friend whose mom has been single forever. Their father died by suicide when she was in high school. And her mom was single for many, many years, finally started dating again, and nobody liked the boyfriend.
So what happened?
They kept their mouth shut, and they let the mom have her thing, and eventually it ran its course, and they broke up.
Yeah.
But they had to wait a few years, you know what I mean? So it's like, you don't have to like who your parents are dating.
No.
But if they're not really doing any harm, you need to just mind, you don't have to love them.
Yeah, but if you're overthinking
it. Like, what else did he do besides ask you to stay? I mean, he obviously has no social skills.
Clearly not.
You know?
But it's been a few days. You and your mom have talked, but haven't talked about that night.
Yeah.
You're the only one thinking about it still. You might have overreacted. Mm-hmm. Sure. Maybe you feel some type of way because everything was going good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to do anything here. Genuinely. Mm-hmm. I think you let it be. You had a moment. You drew a line. And that's that. My advice is move on.
Don't think too much about this one little moment. Mm-hmm. I actually agree with you, honestly, for once.
You know, because could you reach out and try to talk to him and apologize? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the threat you made was the boundary you drew.
Aren't
right?
you supposed to protect your mom, though, if you think something's off? Like, shouldn't you say something then?
That's not the vibe I'm getting. I'm getting that you got uncomfortable when he got weird, so you were like, okay, I'm just gonna leave.
Oh, listen to what Tony the Mascot Man just texted in. He said, I think part of the issue is that if he is comfortable enough to grab her hand already, just meeting, who knows what else he's capable and comfortable with doing. We are jumping a big jump here, guys.
That's a big jump for
Tony
sure.
Tony said, I think the daughter did not overreact, and she's setting the boundary to let him know it's not okay. He has to understand that's her way of communicating when she's not okay.
Listen, I had a pretty, I don't want to say pretty similar, because this was...
What if he didn't grab her
in
hand?
In this instance, it was all my fault, right? Mm-hmm. My mom was seeing a guy a few years back, and she wanted me to meet him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Went, met him. It was over like the holidays, so about Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Had a few drinks, and then I decided to tell him what I really thought about him, right? Taught to tell him, like, listen, man, you ain't just gonna come up in here, you know, think you replacing nobody, bro. We good on this side.
Was he acting like that?
No, I was the one telling him. I was acting out.
So he wasn't even being inappropriate.
He was chill.
There was nothing. I just thought maybe he was being, like, annoying.
He was just too handsy with my mom. So
well,
I was like, hey, bro,
now.
Relax.
Come on, he's too handsy with your mom.
It was my first time meeting him. I wasn't in a good place emotionally with my parents' relationship at that time. And I went, I ain't doing that. I low-key threatened Buddy. I threatened him for real,
and
though.
What did
not
he say
not
when
just
you
don't
him?
Touch my hand.
What
well,
did he say?
He excused himself because he saw that I wasn't joking and I was clearly out of my own wits in the moment, right?
Uh-huh. And then what happened with him and your mom? Did they break up?
Well, that relationship ran its course on its own, but I then apologized to him. I realized, I was 100% in the wrong. I had no reason to say any of the words or actions that I made towards that man and while out the way I did.
It was your mom. You were being protected.
Exactly. My mom's a grown woman. She is self-sufficient, she's responsible, and she's intelligent. She can handle herself. She didn't need me to protect her.
If somebody based your mom off of that moment, that would be horrible because that's not who you are.
Right.
So you guys need to keep that in mind when we're judging this guy.
Fair.
Is
fair.
That if we were to judge that after your one interaction, DZ, who didn't, you know, wasn't symbolic to you.
Yeah, you
see
right.
what I mean?
No, I see what you mean. I just
Come
don't
on.
Think the boyfriend doesn't have to be approached in this scenario. And and you and your mom don't actually even need to talk about it. Now, if he were to touch you again, oh, yeah, now we're having words.
Yeah.
Now Whitney, we're having words.
Whitney and Racine texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. She said, I feel like next time she sees him, she can just be like, look, I'm sorry if you feel like I overreacted, but I would appreciate it that you don't just grab me no more, and we can work on moving past this and try to get to know each other again.
If this happened to you, what would you say? What would you do, bro? Your mom's boyfriend up and grabs your hand.
You're saying let it go. I actually agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm right. With it.
You know what? We're going to talk to you guys next.
Well, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so she met her mom's new boyfriend, and for some reason, he gave her the ick.
Yeah.
Don't know why, but then at the end, she left, and everything was fine, and he grabbed her hand and said, wait, stay.
Dinner went south
that
randomly.
Weirded her out.
Yeah, she got weirded out by it, but I can't blame her, but I also don't think she needs to say anything. Just move on. You drew a boundary, girl.
Well, I mean, did she jump to conclusions? Did she misread it? What happened?
Did she miss a cue that, like, maybe some trigger for him, that, like, something happened at dinner that he got weird? I mean, it happens. Mm-hmm. I got triggers where I could be out in public having a great time, and then something happens, and all of a sudden, I am not the same person.
Well, Emily in Sussex said, good morning. I think gut reactions are completely trustworthy, and if someone gives you the ick off the bat, something might be off, but he does deserve another chance.
Fair.
Without any comment of the first interaction. Okay. If it's still a weird situation, maybe bring it up to your mom. Mm. All right, let's go to Erica and Racine. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Erica. You got experience with this?
Good morning.
Hi.
What up?
You got a mom who got a boyfriend, or what do you know?
No, I actually don't, but I have a couple things. First, trust your instincts. So her gut instinct, it felt off. Okay, but
sure.
Keep that in the back of your mind, and don't say anything else to him in regards to that. Don't say anything to your mom. See how the interactions in the future kind of play out, because if she should bring it up with her mom, that might end up alienating her mom because she wanted to defend him. So just stay on, like, the awareness. And definitely trust your gut.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Can I say something?
It is their business.
I want to say I've seen the other side where people are very charming, let's say on the front end. Think about all the people you meet one time and you think they're great.
Yeah, for sure.
Because 100%. You didn't have one example. So I'm saying, like, what about the people, just because they're great on the front end doesn't mean they're not going to give you the ick down the road.
In
this
a way,
guy,
you might have
just met this guy. I'm saying you might have just seen this guy immediately for his true colors. Anyone
both
right
sides.
Away, you're not going to know.
You might have seen both sides of this guy. I follow what you're saying, Allie. And yeah, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
But then what Erica's saying holds true. Now take that with you. Mm-hmm. Don't bring it up to your mom. Don't make her feel weird. Don't bring it up to him. Don't let him know you're thinking about him like
right,
that.
Right.
But then keep it in your mind so the next time you do see, you guard those interactions, you watch those P's and Q's, mm-hmm. and you're a little more mindful. You're on
true.
Point. You're on point more. There's less to miss because you're already on alert. Not saying
right.
don't
yeah.
trust this guy, but be on alert
sure.
so you know what to watch.
Sure.
I like
sure.
it.
Okay.
Yeah,
because right.
I don't have a experience with a mom, but I do with me and being in a relationship.
That's
that
what
was,
I was
like,
saying.
Abusive.
Are you the opposite? Are
Got
you
it.
The opposite? You were the mom, yeah.
But she's...
Well, yeah, I was the opposite. And the thing is I defended that person
mm-hmm.
hands down over and over and over again because I. But as soon as I stopped having to defend that person, then I realized who they are. So
you saw.
Yeah, let her figure out what that relationship is, but just stay aware, you know, and keep an eye out for your mom because she is an adult.
She right, but you do want to take care of her and protect her. And
yeah,
great points.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
Erica,
right. Thanks for calling, Erica.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, Sarah's in Tulsa. Let's see what she thinks. So we got this letter, and DZ gave advice. He said let it go because she got the ick, felt threatened by her mom's boyfriend from the first time she met him.
Why should you reach for my hand like that? I don't need you to touch me, man. I'm leaving. Let me go.
Gosh.
You don't know me. You don't know me.
That sounds so chill
it does
out.
Sound a little,
what
a little
are you being so rude for? Like, just okay. Hi. Damn.
Morning, Sarah.
It escalated quickly, Sarah.
Very.
Hi. What do you think?
I think she's kind of a jerk because...
Well, this isn't Am I the Jerk.
Nice
this
try,
is
though.
What would DZ
nice
do,
try,
Sarah?
Though.
But okay. But anyway, what should she do? She feels
What's
threatened by her mom's boyfriend. She doesn't like him.
well, follow her first instinct.
Yeah. Oh,
and
my goodness.
As a child, you want what's best for your parents. And I'm kind of going through the same thing.
Okay.
Your child is always going to ride with you no matter what.
Yeah.
And the older they get, the more they know and see and understand.
You're going through the same thing, meaning your kid doesn't like your boyfriend or you don't like your mom's boyfriend. What's similar?
No, my kid doesn't like my spouse.
Okay. So then you totally get this.
Yeah.
So first interaction, is that enough to judge? Or does your kid not like your spouse because your spouse sucks?
He has no right touching her, period.
Yeah, but it's not like he hit her, you guys. This sounds, when we say he laid his hands on her, I mean, he reached out his hand and grabbed her hand.
Grabbed
her
hand to say, stop, don't go.
And it was a little weird, but.
But we don't know the force. Was it forceful? We don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever it is, though, some people just don't like being touched by strangers. Yeah. And that guy is a stranger.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so she's saying keep
that
boundary.
So you have no advice. You're just going through this. This is why you called Sarah.
No.
This is not helpful. Thank you, Sarah. Goodbye.
To leave it alone.
Okay.
My advice would be to leave it alone.
Okay.
And until your mom or you see your mom getting disrespected or hurt, then bring it up.
Okay. Wait until you actually see something.
Just been trying to make his new girlfriend happy and, just stay, honey. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't know how it was.
No, okay. I understand that.
Now we follow. It took
us
a second.
You have no reason to freak out until you see a reason to.
Until he's putting his hands on your mom, don't worry about it like that, right? And I think we know what that means.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just trying too hard to be your dad, and that's not the place.
He ain't your dad.
All right. Thanks for calling, Sarah.
Appreciate you.
Have a great day.
Bye. I'm with you, DZ. Let it go. If you don't like your mom's boyfriend, he gave you the weirdness, just let it go until the next. You meet him again if he's still around.
Yep.
If he's still even around.
Yep. Yeah, really, though, if he is still around.
Second interaction, and then you'll have a better idea.
I like what Erica said. Kind of mind your P's and Q's, stay on alert. And
until you see a reason to.
Until you see a reason to, like then Sarah was saying, we're good. I think we got it.
All right. Let it be. Ooh, wait till you hear the Am I the Jerk today. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
It's one of those. Yep. Wepa. One of the S.
DZ, you will not believe what I did at bingo the other night. I should be embarrassed for this show, let me tell
you. You?
Yeah.
Why?
You ready for this? So I get to Pottawatomie. They asked me to be the celebrity bingo caller on Monday night for the Heart of Canal because they give back to children's charities in southeastern Wisconsin. Like, basically, all these charities apply, and then Pottawatomie has a lottery, and they give away, like, all these monies back to children's charities.
Which is great, yeah.
And they raise some of that through bingo. So they have special games, these Heart of Canal games, and you can go, and those proceeds go towards the pot that are going to be given to these children's charities in our community, right?
So the Heart of Canal bingo cards are different than the regular bingo cards.
Exactly. They give back a little. So I went to be a bingo caller and they said, Allie, it's going to be like 15 minutes because these people are serious.
That's it?
They are hardcore. And I said, noted. They said one game could go 2 minutes. It could go, 15. It depends on if somebody gets bingo.
And you were just calling one game.
And I was calling one game. So I got in there and they're like, well, you can call up to four. I'm like, I'll call as many as time prevails.
Right, yeah.
Dude, the best. Do you know what I did?
What happened?
I'm such an idiot. Oh, my God. I should not. Positive self-talk. You know what? I am not. Dude, I went in there, and when I was calling the numbers, guess what I said?
What'd you say? Did you say bingo right away?
No, I said zero. I called a number. Zero. It's an O.
It's an O.
Bingo.
You called a letter
a
number.
I called a zero.
And everybody was like,
I called a zero.
Girl.
And I go, 0, 13. And they were like, and I go, I mean, O, 13.
Oh, I meant oh.
I was like, maybe I'm not meant to be a bingo caller at Pottawatomie anymore because this is bingo. And I called the O a zero.
Clearly,
and now I want to die.
Clearly, I'm not either because I didn't even realize. Oh, I had no clue what you meant at first. I thought you was just saying, like, 013 for real.
No, it
should have been
like
O.
When you get a B and you're like, because they had very specific
B5.
Rules. You were supposed to say, I mean, they had this down to, like, there's a script. Like, you have to say B.
You had a script for bingo?
There were things
I know how to spell bingo.
You have to say, like, three times, any more bingos on the floor? Any more bingos on the floor?
Oh, this is like an auctioneer type
setup.
Think about
it. Gambling's like a legal thing, man.
Well, and I guess, so for legal purposes, because you know me, I'm not a big gambler. I don't really like, even playing bingo.
Bingo feels a little different.
Bingo
but
does feel different, but at the end of the day, bingo is still gambling in a sense.
Oh, it is gambling.
Right?
Yeah.
I would have never thought that you have to legally say anymore, one more for the one time.
I don't know if it's legal, but they had all these rules and I had to follow them. So I was like, anyone?
And I say legal, but I mean rules as far as like making sure that you're doing it by the book.
Yeah.
You have to echo it three times. This is auctioneer setup because if not, somebody could go, no, I got claims to that prize too.
The games go quick and like the first pot's 100. And so if three people win, that's divided by three people.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of things. Or if one person wins, they get 100 and the game's just go.
Three people better not win my 100. Y'all better sit down.
I had a great time. And then when I was done calling bingo, I looked at the staff at Pottawatomie and I said, can you take me down to the sports book? There's a Packer game tonight. And
I
heard there's a bunch of dudes, I mean a game to watch. And so can we go down there?
How'd you like it?
It was beautiful. I've been in this Pottawatomie Sportsbook many times.
Any guys? I mean, any athletes?
Lots everywhere. Lots of them everywhere. It was a great night.
That I do want to check out. That I do still want to check out.
It's fun because they just have so many screens. So it was a perfect night to be there because of, you know, the Packer game and the sports book and then bingo for Heart of Canal. And
listen,
so,
between ball and bingo, you probably had a ball.
I had a good Monday night. Yeah. I had a good Monday night. So thanks for having me out there to call for the Heart of Canal. It was a good time. Oh, and by the way,
what's up?
I'm going to be at Pottawatomie on the 22nd, which
for
is
what? Oh, yeah.
The Magic Men Australia. I'm going to be out there, and we've already given away a lot of tickets.
Yes, but.
But we're giving away more. It's a week from Saturday. We're giving away more at 1037kissfm.com this week if the ladies want to try to win.
Like right now.
Tickets, like right now. So go try to
like
win.
Like right meow. Mm-hmm.
All right. Am I the Jerk's coming up next? Give me a second. Hudson's calling. I don't know why, but let me go deal with mom stuff.
Mom mode engaged.
Mom mode. I'll be right back. Am I the Jerk is good. It's somebody lying to their friend about setting them up with somebody.
No, it's one of those. For real,
it's
y'all.
It's one of those awkward ones. We'll be back. 103.7 Kiss FM. And then tickets to go see Machine Gun Kelly at Fyser Forum right after that. Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's a jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up with somebody.
Ouch. That already hurts, bro.
Yeah, yikes. She said, Allie and DZ, you can always send these in. Email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Slide into our DMs. Somebody on Facebook the other day was like, where do I send Am I the Jerk? So I go, here.
People are catching us in public.
No, but
like,
then
you
2 weeks later, where do I send Am I the Jerk? So I go, here. Stop wasting my time and send it already.
To the same place you're asking.
Nobody cares. Like, just send it already. Allie and DZ, I've been friends with a guy since high school.
Okay.
I grew up in Milwaukee. I've known this guy for almost 15 years. We're all in our early 30s now. A good friend of mine recently went through a breakup and is back on the dating scene. She did not go to high school with us. I met her in college at UWM.
Got it, Panthers.
One night, we were all out having a few drinks, and my friend who just went through the breakup and my good friend from high school met for the first time. After he left, she mentioned how cute he was and how she wanted to be set up with him.
Oh.
I actually thought they might make a cute couple, so I reached out to him and asked if he wanted to take her on a date. And he immediately said, hell no, with an exclamation point.
Oh.
I asked why he didn't want to go out with her, and he said he would never find her attractive, and he didn't like her personality either.
Not interested
at all. I was surprised by this. I think she's decent looking, but I still didn't know what to tell her. And I didn't want to hurt her feelings, so I lied to her. I told her he met someone else, and I didn't know that.
Yikes.
But then she ran into him without me.
Oh, no. Here it goes.
Asked him about the new love interest.
Uh-huh.
And he had no idea what I had told her, so he told her he wasn't seeing anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And he just didn't want her.
And then she found out the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Am I the jerk for lying to my friend about setting her up?
That's okay. This one's tough.
It is tough because
you were being protective as a friend.
We lie all the time to not hurt people's feelings. How do I look in this? Good.
Great.
That's why you don't ask your friends how you look. You got to ask the right friend
how
you look.
The right friends. The real friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the time we lie to not hurt people's feelings.
I know, but in this.
Somebody's left out of something, I'll lie and not tell them because they're left out. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're not included.
In this instance, though, it's not about being included. It's not even about lying. It's the fact that you took it upon yourself to say, I'm going to protect your peace.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell them they found somebody else. When you could have just straight up been like, girl, he's not interested.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him and he said he's not interested.
That's true.
Done. Wash your hands of it. But you
She'd
somehow.
She'd be like, why?
Right. You projected your feelings and her heartbreak and all this. And we're like, girl, I'm going to save your heartache. He just, because whatever he said clearly sounded wild when him saying between I don't find her attractive
and I think like her personality sucks. I don't want anything to do with her.
That's saying I don't even want to be really friends with her, basically.
I'm not even looking to get to know her. He wasn't even like, maybe. Mm-mm. He was like,
nope.
No.
No, thank you.
I knew immediately I don't want to date her.
Nine.
No, thanks.
Nah.
Oh,
nope.
God, poor girl.
But the poor girl only happened because you poor girled her, bro.
That's true. Because you went, yeah, I'll hook. This is why you shouldn't hook anybody up. Mm-hmm. Don't hook your friends up. It gets awkward if anything goes weird, man.
But is it jerky for her trying to be that good friend to say, I know she might take it to heart? Because say you do know that
friend. The problem is, though, the line caught up with her, and this is where it got jerky. She went too far.
She's the middleman because she went too far. Your friend from high school,
yeah,
he don't
jerk.
Care.
Actually, I had to think this
really?
Out. She's a jerk because she went too far. She did not have to say he was with somebody.
Yeah.
She didn't.
No, she didn't.
She could have just said, you know, and she didn't. She went, she added on to
she
the
added
lie.
On.
Like,
she
the
added
lie
on.
Got ridiculous when she added on that he was with somebody because he wasn't. She should have just said he's not available or he's not interested or he doesn't want to date anyone.
Let's theorize.
I don't know.
Let's theorize that her college friend is very sensitive. And we know she might have taken it to heart hearing.
Time to grow up, mama.
You're not my type and I don't like your personality. She might have felt that really hard inside. So you as the friend go, I'm just going to say,
yeah,
this guy's already talking to somebody else. Save you the peace. Save you the over worry. Because sometimes people over worry when they're putting themselves out there again.
True.
Now, you needed to have told your friend that you'd been knowing since high school. Like, hey, my dog, I'm just going to tell her you're already talking to somebody in case she still approaches
you. So that he would know.
Because now you got him looking like Boo Boo the Fool out here talking about what girl, what friend.
See,
what?
And that's why
I just don't like you.
That's why she's a jerk. Because she put him in a bad position now by lying on him. And then when she went out and they run into each other. Basically, she's a jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up. They all went out. A friend of hers from high school met a friend of hers from college. The girl said, ooh, he's cute. Hook me up. And then he was like, absolutely not. So she went and lied to her friend about it. Instead of just saying, you know, he doesn't want to go out with you. She made up this whole thing that he met somebody else. And then she found out that wasn't true.
The history between the two is what makes this the worst,
awkward.
Bro, because she's trying to protect both pieces and only messed up her own. I want to say not the jerk because she was coming from a place of being a good friend. She was trying to protect you and she was kind of being Midwest nice. It just backfired and blew up in her face.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was trying to hold you down, homie. She
All
just
right.
didn't.
414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. Somebody said not the jerk girl code. She had the right idea. There was no ill intent.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. She was still lying.
Lied. Still lying.
She's still lying on multiple people.
You right.
It caused problems later. All right, we'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's a jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up. Two of her friends met, one from high school and one from UWM. Well, she grew up here, and she thought, oh, they'd be a great couple. And the girl said, ooh, hook me up with
hook
him.
Hook me up, girl.
She tried, and the guy said, absolutely not. I don't like her in any form, so no thanks. So
ugly
she,
spirit, too.
She lied to her friend and said he met someone, which he hadn't. So then when the friend saw him in public, he said, I'm not dating anybody. What are you talking about?
New love interest. Girl,
awkward.
What you talking about? I just don't want to date you.
Now it's awkward. Is she the jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up? Let's start with Sari and Racine this morning. Hi, Sari. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
How are we?
We're good.
We're good. We don't got to work this out. Y'all do.
So what do you think? Is she the jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up?
Okay, so this is kind of difficult. I think that she is the jerk, but
okay.
At the same time, she could have told her, like, hey, he's just not interested in dating and put it that way. But at the same time, who would have thought that they would have seen each other in public and she would have been like, hey, how's your new love?
Right,
like,
okay. No, but hold on. This isn't advice. This is she the jerk and why? So what do you...
I know.
Are you, Sari, I don't want to...
Sounds like you're torn, honestly.
You can't call into Am I the Jerk
I
without
am.
An opinion. So thank you for
Be
calling.
Be real. Be real. Yes or no,
I don't know what to say
it.
Now. I'm like, you got to... So you say jerk?
Yeah, she's a jerk.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Sari.
Appreciate
Sorry, guys.
No, you good.
It's okay.
Bye.
It's okay. I don't know why people call if they don't have an opinion. And I'm not even trying to be rude.
It's the Midwest nice
it
going, listen.
Let me call. but when I get on the air, I'm going to go, I don't know, maybe.
That gap zone between when you tell us what you want to say and then you actually get on air. And you,
then
if
all
you
of
change
a sudden,
your mind,
you don't have an opinion. It's like,
Saree, why'd you change your mind?
Let's go to Amy and Muskego. You know Amy's on one.
Amy?
Amy, we don't. Amy. We won't even get a word in edgewise
Ooh,
with Amy.
Let's just get
Come
it.
Come on.
Can't touch this. What up, dog?
How are you?
I'm good. I miss y'all. I'm tired of all these other people not letting me get through, darn it.
You in the day. You in the
You're
day.
In today. Is she the jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up?
Absolutely not. She is a big old jerk.
So she is.
Big old jerk.
Yes.
Big old jerk.
She threw me off. Now, she said absolutely
for the,
not.
For the you girl guys, that... Yeah. For the girl that said girl code, honey, you broke girl code by that first and foremost, okay?
How?
That's
How?
Not because if you're a true girlfriend and you're a true friend, you gonna be real with your friend. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna sugarcoat it. You ain't gonna,
well,
you know what I mean?
Amy, I don't know about that. I would have sugarcoated it, but I don't know if I would have lied and said he was dating
well, exactly.
somebody else.
That's,
couldn't girl code
I,
have been like, hey girl,
that.
He's
the
way
lie part.
He's way beneath you. You're better than him. He doesn't deserve you.
DZ, I love your spin. You're like,
right?
That's how you know.
That's
no,
how you that's
you
girl
don't
code.
Want that guy.
You don't want
exactly.
him. You don't want
there
him.
You,
don't
go,
want
DZ,
him.
You got it.
But instead, you lie. See, because that's girl code to me going, girl, you're better than him. When the reality
yeah.
is he just went, nah, I think she's not my type and I don't like
I don't
her energy.
Like her.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But she's still the jerk because she did. She lied. Why you gotta lie to your girl? If that's your girl, why are you lying to your girl?
She's
just
trying to
like
keep
100.
Her confidence up mm-hmm. right now because mm-hmm. she went through a breakup.
And I get that,
part, that,
that
part.
But,
yeah.
but how do you think her confidence felt after she ran into him in person and was like, oh, and then,
awkward.
You know, uh-huh. completely, uh-huh. And I bet you her confidence was busted even more after she talked to him mm-hmm. versus from hearing it from her girlfriend.
Well, she got double broke girl, down.
That's what makes her
exactly.
the jerk.
Mm.
Exactly. Big old jerk,
there
baby. That
is.
Ain't girl code. You and broke that friendship trust a little bit.
It was the way she handled it that made her the jerk.
I see it.
That
yes,
was
yes,
what it
yes.
is. She did it wrong.
Forget trying to be nice. Forget trying to protect your girl.
The
forget
Midwest
all that.
Nice screwed you.
It screwed you. Yeah. yeah. It blew up in her face
people
on it. You're right.
People pleasing
yeah,
does not work it. Out when you are trying. People pleasing can ruin a lot of relationships mm-hmm. because
yes,
you're
can.
You're instead of actually just being honest and confronting the situation, you're so worried about somebody's feelings and now you break trust.
Yeah.
Isn't that
yep.
sad?
You hurt the feelings that you were trying to protect double.
It breaks the trust.
Tenfold, if you will. You
because
know what I'm saying?
Because of your people pleasing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
yeah.
they're
if
not
they
even friends. They're not even friends, but he told her the truth and went, no, I don't got a girl. I just don't like you.
Yeah. He's a because he's a dude.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
I mean,
fair.
At least he was honest because you know you got guys out here that will fake it till they make it. And
that's
just,
true,
you know
too.
What I mean?
That's true,
that,
too. That'll
true
just
that.
Go along.
And enjoy it. All right. So Amy says jerk.
Jerk.
Big old jerk.
All right. We're glad you got back in, Amy. We love
I
you.
I am, too. I love you guys, too. I miss you. I'm going to keep calling,
All
man.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Right. Hope you get in.
Bye.
Bye.
So wait, Saree said jerk, right?
Saree said jerk.
She did. Okay.
Saree said jerk.
And
yeah.
then Amy just said jerk.
Jerk.
Well, then let's go to Eder in West Dallas this morning. Hi, Eder.
Eder.
Hey, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Dias.
Oh, it's Eder.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's Eder.
¿Qué hubo, parce?
Bien, papi, bien. He said, what's good, homie?
Oh, nice. I'm here, too. You know, you can talk to me, too. Oh,
parceros, yeah.
well,
parceros.
My bad, señorita.
Hey, wepa.
Thank you. Gracias, señor. Now, what do you think? Jerk or not the jerk
you
for
bring
lying to your friend about setting her up?
No, she is the jerk. Because
jerk.
She should have just been straightforward. Like, si eres una cara de chimba, eres una cara de chimba.
He said, if you a goof face, you a goof face, boy.
So that's what he should have said. Come
like,
on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she's got to be straightforward because if she doesn't tell her, then he might tell her, hey, I don't like you because you're not my type, so it's going to hurt even more.
So, okay, you know so you're saying she should have told her friend
mm-hmm.
exactly what
yeah.
he said?
Mm-hmm.
You're out of your
yeah,
mind.
Exactly. Like, now, why are you going to sugarcoat? It's like when a man trying to get hooked up with a girl and the girl doesn't like, I told my friend, hey, straightforward, hey, she doesn't like you. You're not
she
her
thinks,
type.
Yeah, you're not her type.
You're a dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
But you clean cut. You clean cut, though, and that's a clean break. And then you go, listen, she's not into you, buddy. Keep moving. And then a dude will go, okay, I'll keep moving. Rather than going, girl, he's got another girl. Because then now she's going, well, maybe I could wait that girl out. Who knows? I think he's
right.
cute.
The Midwest Nice gave her hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It gave her Could've. Hope,
yeah.
and now it and it could have ruined a friendship at this point.
Okay, Evan.
Yeah, that's
all right.
That's who.
Works it out, man. Jerk sweep, jerk sweep.
Thanks
sweet.
For calling, Eder.
All right, bye.
Love, man. Peace. He brought the escoba. Right.
So it's he brought the what?
The broom.
Oh, dude. So that's a clean sweep today. Jerk all around. Not even a question. Don't lie to your friends about setting them up, I think, is the moral of the story,
100%.
Right?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, my God. All right. Coming up next, we have to give away tickets right now, but then we are going to bring up what a waste of money this place is. Dude, the radio station is paying for the dumbest thing ever.
I can't disagree to that, actually.
Come on. We're going to talk about things your work pays for that are a waste of money. You know when you walk around, you can walk around with a checklist and you go, we don't need that.
Why do we pay for this?
Why do we pay for that?
Why are we paying for that?
We're going to discuss right after we give away these, because DZ and I, we're on the same page.
We're going to start the list.
We don't understand why these people come once a week to our place. It's not a cleaner, trust me.
They don't even do it right.
We don't even understand. Okay, right now, Machine Gun Kelly tickets. He's coming to Fiserv Forum, 414-533-1037. He is coming on December 6th. So I'm going to send caller 26. How's that?
That's good.
414-533-1037. You're going to see Machine Gun Kelly at Fiserv. Good luck. Kiss FM. Somebody's going to see Machine Gun Kelly at Fiserv Forum on December 6th, less than a month away. You're never going to believe who's on the phone.
Who's on the phone?
Pull up Anna in Sherman Park this morning. One of our regulars. I tried so
hard. Anna.
I guess she likes rock music because,
Anna.
Hello.
Come on. Anna.
Hi, Anna.
I am so stoked. Y'all don't know.
What?
Why? For what? For what?
Why?
Oh, because she got work today.
The emo girl may have just got those tickets.
you're trying to go see MGK. Emo girl wants to go see MGK.
Wow. I want to do more than just see him.
Well, she wants to go to the Los Americanos. Oh. She said, I want to do more than
fine. I heard it. Trust me. All right, you're going to see Machine Gun Kelly, girl. Congratulations, Anna.
You better chill out for a bit.
Two tickets to Fiserv Forum on December 6th. I hope you have a great time. Who are you taking now? Which one of your kids?
Huh?
Oh, no.
She said, oh, no, none of
them
kids.
I'm sorry, there's only two. I wish I could give you more, but I can't.
Mama wants both seats around.
Right.
Mama just might have to find herself a date.
Ooh, double round.
Go, Anna. She's lost a ton of weight, too. Anna from Sherman Park is just shrinking. How many pounds have you lost, Anna?
103.7.
Oh, that's crazy, girl. That is
girl,
so crazy.
It's meant to be, and you were meant to win these tickets today. Well, Anna, we appreciate you. Have a great day. Somebody's going to be in touch, okay?
Yeah, baby. Love y'all.
Love you.
Thank you so much.
Congrats. Enjoy. Aww, bye.
Aw, so sweet. Anna and Sherman Park. You know, as much as our regulars call, it's not a surprise when they actually win. I'm like, well, you call enough, it's going to happen.
The
you
dedication
know?
Pays off. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, we love new winners, all the winners, but people call so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice when they
win.
You
got to fight to get in. Next hour, after 8 o'clock, we're going to send you to the rave to see Young Gravy. And all week long until, Thursday at midnight, you can sign up and try to win more tickets to go to Magic Men with me at Pottawatomie Casino on Dear Widows Weekend.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but even if you've already won Deer's Widow's Weekend, you could technically re-enter and win again if you want to.
You got more friends?
You know,
go try to win.
If you want to bring you and seven friends.
Win twice if you can.
Whatever, girl.
Whatever. 1037kissfm.com. We're going to have a good night. That's all I know.
I'm getting FOMO. I'm not going to lie to you. And I have no interest in going.
Well, that's okay, because you know what I told one of my good friends? Her and her husband, they're going to gamble. And so they're already going to be at the casino. And they're going to be kicking it. And then we're going to go into the show at like 8. And then we're going to come out and we're just going to keep partying with them at the Pato. Think about this. The show is like, what, a couple hours?
Couple hours.
So me and the VIPs and all the girls that get tickets and win tickets, we're going to go in. We're going to do our thing. And then we'll be out after the show to hang out with everybody if you want to pull up.
So y'all doing ding, 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 ding. Back to ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I might pull up.
You could pull up to Pato.
Because I'm out here feeling FOMO like a mug going,
bro,
I don't care about the banana hammocks. I wear my own and shake my own. You know what I'm saying?
What if DZ's a surprise in the show? I would die. I'd have to run out of the room.
Shh,
I couldn't look.
Allie, shh. They're not supposed to know I'm a surprise guest.
That one woman who doesn't care about you being married is going to show up all of a sudden. involved to fight somebody.
Don't
right
worry,
there.
Aaron's gonna be there too.
That is so funny. All right, go to 1037kissfm.com to try to win tickets to hang out with me for Magic Man a week from Saturday. All right, we have to discuss next what happened at the radio station, because we have somebody once a week pull up to this radio station, and I looked at DZ and I go, why are we paying these people to come once a week? It makes absolutely no sense to me. Make sense.
I didn't have the answer for you.
And then we started going down the list of all the people the services we don't understand we pay for. Mm-hmm. Work, and I feel like you guys are going to be able to chime in as well next.
Yeah,
we'll tell you what it was that started the trigger of triggers.
We start the list and then y'all could join in.
It's so funny, you guys. It's so funny.
Relatable.
When do you hear this?
Not wrong.
What we pay for at work for no reason whatsoever.
Well, we don't
tell hard pants though. Okay, now let me say I am grateful for like the free coffee and stuff we get.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't get me wrong. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa. I'm also grateful for the free coffee, the tea, and you know, the snacks when they are some.
Yeah, when we occasionally. But the problem is they fill them up because they come in once a week and then they get gone and then they don't fill them up for another week. And we're like, we were here the other 4 days.
Could have used a snack
on
Thursday.
Fill them up, guys. Anyway, we were talking about the services we pay for at work that we just don't understand why.
Yeah.
And the other day, I was sitting in here in the studio with DZ, and we only have, we have two windows. And so every time the window washers come, they are the nicest guys. Okay?
Love them.
And they come, and we have these gigantic windows, and they come and they clean these windows. It feels like once a week, at least.
They do, inside and outside. They be here a lot, bro.
Right? And so once a week, I'm looking at these window washers and I'm watching them clean the windows, and I'm giggling because the inside windows are a mess, but nobody comes in to clean those. They only do the outside.
Only the outside
this
windows.
This is why it's so funny. So they do all the outside, but the window before the outside is a hot mess and needs to be cleaned. There's also a side door that's all window that's a mess. It's never been touched.
The side door to me is the most egregious part of it, because that's one of the first doors that anybody's ever going to see before you even see the main building doors.
Well, and if that's not enough, you guys, guess what?
What?
We're not even open. We don't even have a receptionist. So we're getting our windows washed and we're closed. The radio station is not open. You can't just come here and pull up and have a receptionist let you in. In fact, nobody's going to let you in unless you have an appointment. So my point is...
Allie, no, you'll let them in.
Don't even trigger me with that, because I don't even start. The people try to bang on the window and make me mad.
We are open, but they can only get in far enough to see inside of our studio.
And then they bang on the window, and I am not the receptionist. In fact, I'm on the radio, and I can't come get you right now.
Hence why our window's dirty, because everybody be putting their smudgy hands and faces against it to look in here to let them in. Yeah.
DZ and I looked at each other and I said, why are we paying for window washers at the radio station when we're not even open?
Like, so
nobody come, like, who besides us? That's what we're paying for? Window washing? There's another service we pay for.
Oh, yeah, I got
that
you.
Cracks me up. The rug guys.
The rugs, bro.
What the hell?
The rotation of rugs is kind of wild. I see these guys at least once a month.
It's nuts.
And I don't even think we vacuum the rugs.
I don't even think we walked on the rugs. They come in and they change them again.
I genuinely think we don't vacuum the rugs. They just come and roll them up when they're dirty enough, quote unquote, and then
replace them
with fresh rugs.
It's so weird. The things they pay for at work that make absolutely no sense. We're like, what are we doing here?
We're window washing
and we're closed?
Yeah.
We're putting down rugs in the summer and nobody's here?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Like,
Kinda.
What are we paying for this for? And why are we out of coffee? How about we get coffee instead of the window washer? How about that?
Instead of paying for extra window washes and extra rugs, one, I'd love a raise. Two, let's actually get the products that we are using, the coffees, the snacks, like, because the things that are being used in-house, the services that do get used the most, are constantly gone.
Yeah, what does your work pay for that you just don't understand whatsoever? 414-533-1037. And granted, you know, some people do things on trade or whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, we have window washers and we're not even open. I don't understand.
We're washing all the windows
I don't understand.
For nobody to look out
I don't even wash my house windows. Like, that. They're cleaner at work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. Are you kidding me? They're way cleaner at work.
Oh, my God. The phones are ringing. All right, we'll talk to you guys next. Hold on. You cannot make fun of somebody at work for hiring a social media person in 2025. Everybody in America should have a social media person in 2025 for marketing alone. Read the text,
DZ. Even a big law firm in Milwaukee?
Yes, 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. What did the texter say?
Well, we're talking about things works pay for that we feel are unnecessary.
Makes no sense.
Makes no sense. And someone texted, I used to work at a big law firm in Milwaukee. Everyone knows them. They hired someone to make TikToks.
Look, it's
only
funny,
TikToks.
I don't judge that. I think you should have a social media person for your marketing in 20. I don't think that's weird. I think that's smart.
If everyone knows
them. You know what
them,
you can do with a TikTok?
Yeah, seriously.
You
though.
Know what you can no, do with social media?
Content around the world, the viral
people
clip.
People never heard
yeah.
of you. All of a sudden they heard
Boom.
Of you.
All of a sudden, yeah.
I don't judge anyone for hiring social media people in 2025. I just don't.
Listen, if you got to catch.
In fact, I think you're
too?
Behind if you don't yeah. have a social media person.
Well, think about it. They didn't say it's this law firm. Mm-hmm. But y'all be hearing them commercials, bruh. Top dog, bruh. Y'all be hearing them commercials.
Oh,
when
yeah.
it cuts through, when something cuts through, mm-hmm. when something goes viral, that man's voice has gone viral mm-hmm. a few times. That's you need a producer, you need somebody, you need a TikTok social media person. Exactly.
Yeah.
But exactly. One mm-hmm. call. When you got a slogan, you need to make it viral and you need somebody that knows how to make things viral.
Gotta get creative.
Social media person. As crazy as it might sound.
Well, I was making fun of the fact that we have window washers, yet we're not open. Like the radio station doesn't have receptionists. You can't get in. You have to have an appointment if you come by. You know what I mean? Like there's nobody coming pulling up who's visiting the station that needs the windows washed. And the rug people. People, that's another one I don't understand, especially in summer.
The people that are here and actually here day to day have never once a day in their life looked at the windows and gone, we need a window cleaning.
Totally. You got to go to Nikki, though, who is calling in Milwaukee. She has a good one for us.
Nikki,
good morning. What is something your work pays for that is just a totally unnecessary?
Hi, good morning. Our whole office building.
Wait, the building?
This is so relatable. Yep. The whole building.
The building.
All these people that work from home now,
oh.
and like nobody's there. They have like okay. three employees in the building. Like here at the radio station, we have to be on the air. So we will be here.
Here, yeah.
But some of these buildings, and you know what I'm talking
Call
about.
Center stuff.
They only go in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. or they don't go
or
in
Tuesday,
at all.
Or Tuesday, Thursday.
Oh, girl.
So
Nikki.
I thought she was saying close the company. I really thought she was saying close
no,
the company.
No, she was saying you don't need a whole, why are you paying for an office building when nobody's there?
Yeah, no,
right?
I'll save
Isn't that
a little
what
bit.
You're saying? Nikki?
Yep, yeah. we have two people that are there Monday through Friday, but
That's
each of the other employees, like three or
many?
Four of the yeah. other employees go in one day a week.
How two, many employees yeah. total?
Two out of how many?
I mean, we have a lot of employees. We have like, just from our company alone, because we have multiple companies within the one organization.
Got it.
But I
Give
would
us
say-
a general for you, number. For you, just yeah. a general
60.
Number.
60?
About okay. 60.
60, yeah. So you have 60 employees, and you have two that are there every day, and a couple yep. people swing in to make it, a manager swings in to act like they're around.
Turn the key, make
and
it look
yet,
good.
So you have a whole office for two people when
wow.
there's 60 employees. Yeah.
Low
These
key.
Are- That makes no sense to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, y'all don't need that office
that
building.
So dumb.
Take
so
that
dumb.
Computer, yep. go home.
By the way, nobody's got the cojones to call in and to say because
Some
their
scared.
Work might be listening. And
Some
I
people are scared.
Nikki,
Not Nikki.
The whole building well, is so relatable to so many people
yes.
listening. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, and to have to go in one day a week, too, it doesn't make any sense, but it
On
is what it
that.
Is.
Mm-hmm. On top of that,
you
for sure.
You have to do to get paid.
But they'll justify it, though, because they mm-hmm. very quickly found out when everybody was working from home that 90% of these jobs don't need to be done from an office.
Mm-hmm.
You could just do them
yeah.
remotely.
Oh, well, some people are texting. Now people are mad about the work from homes. They're like wasting money on the people that are there but don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Too busy on their phone for 8 hours.
That part. I mean, you're doing the same thing at home,
Look,
but you know.
I don't care if people work from home as long as their job gets done.
Yeah.
That's how I
exactly.
stand about
Genuinely.
It. You know, I could care less
yeah.
because you're not, you miss me with this. I'm working from home 5 days a week. You guys are so full of it.
Nikki, we support
so
this.
Rare.
The office building.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Get rid of
well,
it.
I look forward to seeing you guys next weekend at Pato as well.
Ooh.
So
oh,
if you guys hit big, ask for me to come pay you out.
Oh,
ow, ow. Say less, girl.
Nikki, my Pato girl.
We got a Pato girl.
We'll talk to you later. And we know that's
right,
not the
we'll
building.
See you later.
Bye.
No.
She said, oh, no.
Right.
I like
Pato,
it.
Not Pato. Don't get rid of Pato. No.
Not that office.
All right, thanks for calling.
We'll see you guys next weekend. All right, have a good day.
You too, peace.
Bye. So we're talking about things your work pays for that make absolutely no sense. In your opinion, in my opinion, for entertainment purposes only, if Hard Pants is listening.
Yeah, only entertainment purposes.
Why are we paying for window washers when we aren't even open?
Or rugs.
I don't understand. Or rugs. Why are we paying for comes here. We literally
fresh
have,
rugs.
You can't just, no.
In the winter? Sure. Any other time? Why?
Let's go to Mike in Waukesha. He's got his own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Michael!
Oh, what's up?
What'd it do?
Mike. All right.
Man, not much. I just want, I have my own business, so things that we waste money on aren't a waste to me, but Bulldog thinks that every time I buy a tool that I already have,
your
she's
wife?
Like, why'd you waste the money on
well,
that?
Yeah, Bulldog I love that wife. You call Bridget we Bulldog.
Need,
it's so
we
funny.
Need like seven of everything because I lose things.
She's the finest.
Anyway, I mostly called in because I want to know who the five-year-old is at the radio station sticking their grimy mitts all over the door.
Oh,
well,
five?
Do you want to know they're not five? They're about 40, and it's people that come to the radio station who have no idea that you cannot get in this building. They get in one door, but they can't get in the second door. So then they put their hands, you know how like you look like you're looking through binoculars, but you're up against
yeah.
a window?
Cupping up against
so
the glass.
So they come up against it to the KISS studio, and now we can, now it's awkward, because now they're staring at us yep. through their cupped hands yep. while we're on the air, and I can't let them in, because I'm on the
work?
Radio.
We're trying to work.
And now I've got your grubby fat finger hands, whatever you did, on my window
yeah.
over here. But that's not the one they're cleaning, Mike.
No, no.
They're
no,
cleaning
no, no, no.
the one beyond that, that nobody else cares about.
The outdoors one, that lets all yeah. the birds smack into it.
I don't know. Where's Hard yeah. Pants? I want to ask why we
yeah,
have
you got, yeah, I was going to say, you got to have Hard Pants put a note up on it. Stop peeking through this here window or else.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, all
right. I'm not going to do that, but
you
okay.
know what, Mike? We'll give you his number. You call
you
and tell
Hard
him.
Pants.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. You got my socials. You just have them hit me up. I'll make you a nice sign. Please don't touch the glass.
He does right. have a business.
A metal sign.
Don't
touch
the glass.
I'll even donate it for the cause because...
Oh.
Don't touch it.
Come on, Milosh.
Mike, I knew you were a real one. Ride or die
yeah,
right there.
You got it. You got to have them reach out. I'll whip you all up something nice. I'll even put the KISS lips on it for
say
you.
Less.
You heard Hard Pants.
Say
you heard.
Less. I have to give a shout out. You know I hate shout outs.
Yeah, so why are you doing it?
Because I did it to myself when I promised it. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. So I was at Verizon last week, the new one right on Mayfair Road
you
in Tosa.
My
people didn't even realize there's like a new Panera and Noodles right there near like between Watertown Plank and Highway 100.
It's getting
and
built
Mountain.
Up. No, it's getting built up.
And so they came out, and then I met one of the managers at Verizon, Jay. Let's get his full name, because he made me write down his full name for his birthday today.
Can't just call him Jay?
Jay Fragoso.
Oh, Jay.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Jay Fragoso.
Hope you're having a great day, Jay. Don't say I didn't give you the shout out.
Happy birthday, Papa.
There you go. Now I can mark that notification. Happy birthday.
Done. Checked off.
All right. So what do you mean you can smell weather, dude?
Gee, and okay, so there's sometimes ways that you can feel the weather shift, right?
Okay.
Some people are like, oh, I feel it in my bones,
yeah.
or I had a hip replacement, so my you know the pin in my hip starts to ache when it's gonna right.
Such an old people thing. My joints hurt all
yeah.
of a sudden because it's cold.
And it's you know being able to tell the weather's changing outside from just checking the weather app, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife both have this particularly random ability to smell the rain and the snow. And I don't know if this is like
it's
a
weird.
Real
what
talent.
Do you mean, smell it.
It's something that you could just like. Like it's almost like a sense that you could just you feel it in the air
you're
when it's going
to
snow.
Tell me you can smell when snow's going to come.
Yes.
Well, then I don't ever want to be surprised when I wake up again and there's snow on the ground, Mister. I know snow's coming.
Well, it's coming
because you need to tell the meteorologist before.
Oh, you want me to hit up Rob Haswell?
Well, I mean, you claim to know.
Gee,
so
I'm telling
you.
I'm
just saying.
And I feel crazy saying it, but when we were walking out of Target the other day,
yeah.
me and my wife both looked at each other and said, you smell that?
Is it rain?
No.
Rain
it was
I
snow.
Can smell.
It was snow.
Oh, weird.
We could smell.
That's
smelled
weird.
The shift in the atmosphere. Don't know if it's like oil in the air or what that is.
Yeah.
Like the barometric pressure. What? I have zero idea as to why, but me and my wife unpromptedly looked at each other, and Aaron went, you smell that? And I said, mm-hmm, it's definitely going to snow.
Well, you know what's funny? I can smell rain, but I feel like a lot of us can because moisture, it has that smell.
Yeah, yeah.
And the different types of moisture. You got the moldy moisture.
Yep.
You got the moisture in your bathroom when you didn't turn the fan on because you took a hot shower. Stale. You didn't open a window.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the rain smell.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is something we can smell, but it's usually either because the ground is wet, right? So you smell the dew, and that's not really rain, but you can smell it coming. I don't know. I can't smell snow, though. That's crazy.
And with the rain, it's like the paracore receptors that get activated, and there is like the oils and whatnot in it. But when I say me and my wife, because here's the thing.
Well, there's a reason you can smell it. I looked it up.
In the Midwest, right?
Mm-hmm.
You always take what a meteorologist says with a grain of salt, because it could happen. It might not. When we were told it might snow between 1 and 15 inches, a lot of us went, yeah, so it's not going to snow at all. Bet.
Well, it's like they don't even know, except they really only know the next 24 or something.
Right.
The rest is a guess.
But when me and my wife were still skeptical about whether it was actually going to snow at all or not before it even had snowed, we walked outside of Target and both went, oh, yeah, it's definitely going to snow. No question about it.
Can you guys smell snow like DZ and his wife? 414-533-1037. Or can you smell the change in any kind of weather? This is what they're saying why you can smell snow. Because of a combination of factors, primarily changes in the air's humidity and temperature and the way snow traps scent from its surroundings. Snow traps scent.
Interesting, because it's cold.
Right, because it's cold. Well, and it covers up. Like, think about dog poop, right? Oh my gosh.
Snow traps scent.
From its surroundings. So when it snows, the air is more humid and contains fewer competing odors.
Interesting.
And then the cold air itself can stimulate the trigeminal nerve, leading to a perception of fresh or clean smells. Wow, that's interesting.
So I really am smelling snow.
Well, yeah, you're smelling the air.
Change
in the
area.
No, you're smelling the air.
The change in the atmosphere because of the snow.
The change in the air because it's all getting, there's more. Your senses are heightened probably because, all the other odors are out.
I felt crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Wow. Once on the ground, this is interesting. Snow can also absorb and concentrate existing smells from the soil or pollutants in the air. That's interesting.
That is crazy.
I didn't know that.
Look at us.
Well, I didn't pay attention in science. I don't even know if they taught us that, but I sure did.
Yeah, I don't remember learning that ever in bio, but here we are.
Let's go to the phones. 414-533-1037. See what they have to say. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Aaron in Racine.
Aaron in Racine. Good morning. Can you smell the change in temperature?
Theme song, Aaron?
You have a theme song?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
There we go.
Snap.
We got you.
It's good to hear from you, girl.
Girl.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. So much I forgot you had a theme song.
Yeah, for real. I almost did, too.
But okay. Okay, seriously, can you smell a change in weather?
I can. I can smell the rain and the snow.
You can, really? Too.
But it's like a stillness in the air.
That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, and it's just like DZ was saying, like a different, like, scent. And
you guys
like,
are full of it. I don't believe any of you. You're all like, it just smells like something. I can't explain it.
I really can explain it, but it's just a different aroma and a sensation. It's almost like an energy field that carries that when I know. I was like, oh, last night I walked out of the house. I was taking out garbage. I was like, smells like rain.
Yes,
2 seconds later, started to sprinkle.
Oh, it did? I was like, it didn't rain last night.
2 seconds later, it started to sprinkle. Mm-hmm. It didn't say it was going to rain. And I went, smells like rain.
Somebody texted in when it snows, it smells like ozone. It absorbs the scent in its humidity. I don't know what that smells like.
Whatever I'm smelling must be ozone then.
Somebody said it smells good and refreshing.
Exactly. Someone once said that they thought that the smell of rain smelled like worms. But I'm like, that's not the worms.
Worms? Maybe
the, yes.
Because the dirt?
And I'm like, maybe the dirt, but it's definitely got its own scent. And you just read the internet. It's definitely got a research behind it. It's got a smell.
It really does have research behind it. That's what's interesting. Somebody texted in and said it smells sharp, clean, slightly metallic, and often pungent scent.
Yes, yes.
What?
Yeah, the metallic, yes.
Really?
That little, like the metal-y, almost irony kind of scent.
Never
in the air,
bro. Never heard this in my life.
It's so weird when it hits,
come
dude.
On.
Whoever texted that, yes to you. Yes, you go, Glen Coco.
All right, Aaron, I don't know if I believe you, but fine. You guys claim to have these nostrils that can smell anything.
super small. Human.
Okay, fine. So, Aaron DZ, what's going to happen in the next 10 minutes? Tell me, right? Go outside and tell me right now.
I got to go outside to know.
I got to walk into work. That's what's going to happen next.
You guys are full of it, man.
Bye, Aaron.
All right, you know what? The phones are ringing. Can you smell a change in weather? We're going to talk to you next, and then more tickets to see Young Gravy at the Rave. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ, talking about if you can smell the weather change.
I felt crazy, but it turns
out, minds.
I'm not so crazy.
I don't know.
All.
I don't know if I believe you guys' claim you can smell the weather, but there is some science behind it when we looked it up.
It's at least being studied because enough people have said they can smell snow and rain.
The snow entraps all the odors, we found out, and makes it easier to smell other things, which is interesting.
Metallic-y little scent.
Let's go to Carl in Indy, one of our favorite listeners who hasn't called in a minute. Hi, Carl.
Carl, you too busy for us?
Carl.
Morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, Carl, our boy, what's going on? You love to listen on the Odyssey app, and we love you. Can you smell a change in weather?
Oh, yeah. For some reason, I can smell fish whenever it rains, like fresh fish when it rains.
Oh, you live close to the lake.
I was like, are you by Lake Michigan? What's going on?
No, I don't know, but it's just weird that if I smell like, I don't know, like moisture and like the water, like the soil and all that, I could smell fish.
Fishy, earthy scent. A lot of people report an earthy, almost like a wet scent of water mixed with bacteria.
It's weird.
Dirt almost. It smells like dirty air when it rains sometimes.
Dude, the people texting in, I know when the weather's going to change and definitely smell it. You guys are out of your minds.
I'm going to become the first smell meteorologist. Watch out on my show. On my socials and on this show.
On this show.
It might rain later this evening, folks.
Oh,
I'm expecting quarter inch, maybe more.
Every day now, sponsored by us.
100%.
That's so good. All right, Carl, thanks for calling. Love you.
I love you. I'll try to call in the morning.
You better.
All right, man. Good.
Bye. I will. Bye.
DZ, going to start the first smell forecast. This is going to be hysterical. Go to Allison.
We need to holler at Advent.
Go to Allison in her scene.
Hold on. I got to stop crying. Okay.
Okay. Allison, I need you to wait a minute. DZ needs to go outside and smell, and then he's going to let you know what's going to happen today.
Tell you what time is going to sprinkle.
If we started a nose forecast, like with you where you smelled it, and it was actually right and more accurate than the actual meteorologist, like I swear it would be on if
we started
that.
We call it DZ nose, the weather. DZ nose, the weather. But it's nose spelled like not east, like nose. You love it. You know you love it. Allison, you know you love it too.
I love it.
It's so good. Can you smell a change in the weather?
So I don't smell it, but I can, like, I don't know how to say it. Here's what I know. There's a biometric, it's called the biometric pressure.
Uh-huh.
There is a taste. There is a smell. And actually, a lot of people like me, if I know a storm is coming, like I'll know before I see it forecasted because I start to get pressure behind my eyes, like sinus pressure.
Like how far ahead, though, when this happens? How far ahead?
Like I'm talking like 12 hours. Like,
okay, well, then
days.
I need a warning.
I need a warning.
Forget you guys. You're claiming you know when it's about to snow, you and DZ. I need a warning.
Allison, girl, if you start getting a headache the evening before it's supposed to rain, let us know so we can plan accordingly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Rude.
I mean, it's the same thing of where, like, your joints get inflamed and all of that because there is a change in the pressure before that stuff happens.
Sure.
So I have tasted a metallic taste before. It's not very common, but I understand the metal smell, the metal taste.
If your olfactory senses are that deep and connected,
somebody texted in, I was today years old when I learned not everyone can smell that. No, I can't smell when it's going to snow. I have
no idea. We're a special kind of petrichor.
Certain people, from my understanding, that are sensitive to
Weather changes.
100.
So that explains it.
And smells in general. Everybody smells differently.
It's like less than 10% of the population can smell petrichor, the bacteria.
Did you make that up or is that a fact?
Maybe I want to feel special.
Did you make that up on the go?
Maybe I want to feel special, okay?
Whatever. Allison, we got to give away tickets. Love you. Goodbye.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Bye. Love you back. Bye.
Somebody said, DZ, you're cracking me up with your descriptive words right now. Oh, we're starting a DZ knows.
The weather. Sponsored by Advent. Not yet, but it should be.
The first smell forecast on Kits FM. What genius.
Watch me be accurate,
dude,
dog.
That'd be hysterical. You'd be one of the percentage, man. All right, let's give away these Young Gravy tickets. Look, he's coming to the rave the week of Thanksgiving, which, by the way, is less than 2 weeks away.
It's
2 weeks from tomorrow is Thanksgiving, you
guys.
You
better be planning this trip, dog.
I cannot even process that we're 2 weeks out from Thanksgiving. Young Gravy's coming on the 24th to the rave, and you are going to see him if you are caller number 24 right now.
Right now?
414, yep, 533-1037. Good luck. Caller, what did I say? 24.
24.
Go ahead. Yep, we're going to wish you luck. Good luck. I'm giving you two choices, DZ, two, and you have to tell me which one you want to know more, okay?
Okay, I'm down.
All right, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Okay, do you want to know what new sport Simone Biles has taken up? Yes, she's left gymnastics. She's trying a new sport. Or do you want to know who the Kardashians deleted photos of after a very famous celebrities attended Kris Jenner's 70th birthday party? They deleted they posted them and then deleted celebrities.
Interesting. I think the Simone Biles sports one is a little more in my.
Okay,
in my
fine.
Yeah, for sure, though.
Fine. She's going to take horseback riding.
Oh, she's going to be an equestrian
she's gonna
now?
She's going to be an equestrian now.
What the
hell?
Yeah,
she's just trying it for fun. You know, this is athletes. They need new stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and athletes want to keep doing athletics. Well, that's the thing.
And I'll say this. Simone Biles said, I've never had the opportunity to do some of these things because I've been in the gym 24/7. Like,
right.
I've never even, to not be able, you haven't tried horseback riding?
Why,
that's crazy.
When would she have the time to be a horseback rider when she's busy breaking every single record in gymnastics known to mankind? Yeah, kind of makes sense.
That's what she's using to learn during her break from gymnastics is horseback riding. She said it's daring in comparison to her typical workout, so that's nice.
Well, and she's tiny, dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, so gymnasts are.
Getting on a giant horse, though, I'd be scared getting on a horse.
Yeah, they're big.
They're big.
Horses are big.
They're big.
Yeah. And then Kim Kardashian and the other Kardashians deleted. You ready for this?
No, I do actually want to know
there
about
this. There were a ton of people, obviously, at Kris Jenner's 70th birthday party, including Jeff Bezos, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, and Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, and they posted all these pictures, of course, with all these people at her party.
At the billionaire
and
birthday bash.
And then they deleted everything with Prince Harry and Meghan after
what?
It was posted.
Wait, why?
Because, well, nobody was really sure why they deleted these pictures, but they were saying that the couple's appearance was so tacky and proof that Harry is far removed from the rest of his family.
What?
Like he's tacky for going to a Kardashian party?
Or they looked tacky with the way they were dressed. I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
They're royal family still.
It says they attended some gala. Harry was wearing, a Remembrance Day poppy on his tux because they came.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Arc Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Came from a gala, I guess.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay.
I want to know that these people are friends, quite frankly. Yeah. Like, I don't care what you're... Dude, I need to know this.
And where's the tackiness come into play? Is it because, you know, did they show up from a gala? They look different. They weren't dressed apart. Did they not look as fabulous as everybody, all the other billionaires did?
Because he was dressed to the nines? Whatever. I don't know. I don't know why Harry and Meghan have to pretend to be these perfect people in this messed up royal family that, yeah, I've seen The Crown, okay?
Right.
It's good stuff. Thank you very much. The Crown is a fantastic show that explains the history of the royal family, and it is juicy. They are messed up.
They go into detail, don't they?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Bet.
And so I'm not surprised, you know, they've removed themselves from that family because... having a royal family is such an old school thought.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, it's
like having a dictatorship. It's like, what the hell? It's not, but I'm saying it's in the same line of weird.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's like the first family. Like the concept of, like, now those are like regal royal beings that you give power and status to just off of where they're at in their lives. Yeah, 100%.
Great.
My thing,
don't
though,
get it.
I wonder why they got deleted. Because it's one thing to say, hey, we don't like that picture of us. Delete it, please. But if you post it, you got to leave it.
I think that the Kardashians posted them, and then Harry and Meghan had to come in and say, please don't post us. Maybe they didn't know they were going to get posted and came back and said, I know we... But see, the
Not
Kardashians are all about showing or name dropping, right? Like, that's their one of their things. Like,
yeah.
Look who we're with. This is our credibility. So they want to be seen with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Thank you.
Whereas Meghan Markle probably and Prince Harry are like, you
we
did
don't
not
want to be
need
seen.
To post that. And that's where people said
ding,
they
ding,
were
ding,
tacky.
Ding, ding,
see
ding,
what
ding.
I mean?
That, okay.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now I follow.
That's
because
what I think.
That makes far more sense that Meghan and Harry would have been like, hey, do you mind, you know, maybe untagging us or deleting the pictures of us? We're good on being, you know, clout chased on your social. Thank you. That makes more sense than somebody going, oh, they look tacky. Delete them off your feed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So now, there you go.
Now I'm with it.
Well, there you go. So Simone Biles is taking up horseback riding, and the Kardashians had to delete Meghan Markle and Prince Harry from the Kris Jenner birthday pictures. And you can debate this over the water cooler all day why they did it if you want.
And I will.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.